Father Lord, we ask that your spirit come and move among us. Anoint me especially to speak the way your people will get the proper understanding of the message you have for us this morning. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Are you the one to come, or should we expect someone else? And that's what we are going to be looking at today. Are you the one to come, or should we expect someone else? I am always drawn to getting to know what is happening back home, especially now that the political situation has drawn Nigeria into a place where people live in uncertainty, fear. People die on daily basis. And then hunger. So every time I tend to look at the news, but nothing good actually you will hear each day. You will either hear of the Fulani herdsmen having killed some number of people, or the Boko Haram continuing in their destruction of lives and properties. Nigerians, when they were clamoring for change during the campaign of this present government, we are saying we need a change. And recently, their language has changed. It is now. Is this the change we clamored for? Is this the Buhari, the president we voted into power? And I think in most countries of the world that might be the case as well. So in our reading this morning, we see John the Baptist again in that same situation, but not as ours is. When I talk of ours, I'm talking about in respect to what I have said about Nigeria, or what we might be thinking as individuals based on our political situation and our circumstances. John the Baptist, if we follow the storyline, was in prison, and it was all about he's talking against the immoral act of Herod the Antipas, I think I'm correct. And as a result of that, he was imprisoned. While in prison, a lot of things probably was going on in his head. John, we know quite well, is the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who came to actually prepare the way, prepare the minds of people for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So where we read in our first Bible reading, Matthew chapter 11, points to that. If we go back to Isaiah 35, from verse 3, all that text talks about the characteristics of the Messiah who was to come. And John probably, he knew about all those. He must have read that from the prophets. All those wonderful promises. And the one that actually preparing this very talk, thought that we must have pushed him to send his disciples, that of John, to ask him, Jesus, Are you the one to come or should we look for another? Must be that part in verse 3 of Isaiah 35 where the assurance of people who are in prison to be set free was mentioned. And Isaiah 61 gave us a clear indication of that. He made mention of that place mentioned setting the prisoners free. Then that resonates with what actually Matthew chapter 11 from verse 4 talks about what Jesus actually came to do. So John, being the forerunner of Christ, why am I here? Is Jesus not aware that I was sent to preach and talk about him? I think he has that power to set people free. I should be the first person not to be in prison. And that made him to send his disciples to ask, are you the one to come or shall we look for another? If we read that text very well, that very comment, if I should say, put it that way, made by John, try to break it down. I can see an element of fear in John, and fear drove him to the place of doubt. He now began to doubt about the personality of Jesus Christ. Is he actually the very one I spoke about, I'm still talking about? Remember, in that same Matthew chapter 3, John had already had an encounter with Christ during his baptism. He knew him very well. That is a one greater than him. He said, I should be asking you here to baptize me, not you asking me to baptize you. In that case, John understood very well whom Christ is. But the situation he was now has drawn him to that place of doubt. He began to ask, are you he who is to come? Should we look for another? It is natural as human, when we are drawn to situations in life, challenges that threatens even our lives, we are prone to, doubt what we believe in. We become vulnerable. All manner of thoughts will begin to come into our heads. It is acceptable. But the question is, how long do you dwell in that? As believers, how long do you allow that to run you down to the extent of affecting the faith you have in our Lord Jesus Christ, which you have experienced every day, his act in your life? But that situation will continue to shadow before you all the negative things that try to blend off the good things God is still doing, even at the moment in your life. Talking about Nigeria still, that same thing made me not to sleep on Friday. I was drawn again on the internet, and I saw where people were killed by these same people. Blood everywhere. I continue to ask myself, all the Christians in Nigeria and all the cry and prayers they've been making to the Lord, does it now mean that God doesn't answer prayer? Should it be that God so hated us, or he hates us, that he doesn't want to hear the cry of his people? I slept with that. I was disturbed. But I came to the prayer on Saturday morning, and I had a word while reflecting on the scripture. Somebody pointed to that. That reminds me that God, despite all us, is still in charge. And that's why I will point, it's important in life as Christians to always come together and pray. Always come together and reflect on the word of God. I drew strength from that. I have known much about what God can do in my life, but a situation has drawn me to to a place that very moment to begin to think, oh God, what are you doing there? Does it mean that you have forgotten Nigeria? Does it mean that you are not seeing your people who are being killed every day? Are you the lover of this God? I asked God that question. But I was reminded, I was lifted up, I was strengthened that very morning that God is still in charge. He has a plan for Nigeria. So John, the same way, sent his disciples, and when they came, Bible did not tell us that John continued in that same manner, doubting God. He never mentioned anything else, which shows John must have been strengthened the way I was after that morning prayer. Are you he who is to come, or shall we expect someone else? Are you he who is to come, or should we expect someone else? And then, when John left, John would have thought as well that Jesus would have sent a word, or Jesus would have been there. Because the understanding of the Jews of Messiah is a political leader who will liberate them from the suppression of their enemy, who will bring judgment to the world. But Jesus didn't do that. And I wouldn't know why he didn't do that. But I think in everything he does or he did, he has a plan. God can never make mistakes. It is for a good purpose. Probably John has been destined to that. If we look at John's narrative, his purpose here on earth, he was almost fulfilling his course in life. He was actually from birth destined to proclaim, teach people, prepare them for the coming of the Lord. As we here in this season of Advent are called to be prepared in a sense for the Christmas. And we all know that Christmas reminds us of the time Jesus was born. And it's bigger than that. It reminds us of what Jesus has come to do in our lives. Just like the time of John, where they had all the prophecies about Jesus, what he will come to do. And one of the things Jesus has done in our life is that he has worked out our salvation, and he's calling us to key into that. So we are in this season of preparation, and this season might as well be reminding us, based on our different circumstances, are we sure we are trusting the right God? If all these good things are being said about this Messiah, why is it my expectation concerning the recent concluded election wasn't what I wanted? The fear of the future might be your case. What does the future hold for England? And all those things will begin to run in your head. Or it might be something else that you cannot disclose to anyone, and you struggle with that within yourself. As a Christian, just like John, we are not promised that our life will flow without challenges. That Jesus has died for us, won salvation on our behalf, doesn't mean that challenges will not be our case. But the purpose of all this, I think, is to make us to draw closer to God. And in course of drawing closer to God, we will continue to grow in our understanding of whom he is. John was drawn to that place to revisit Christ, to reread about Christ. He reread about him and asked, am I sure he's the one? And when he was told, intimated about the person of Jesus Christ, I think he was strengthened. The doubt was cleared. The fear ceased. So, we are called, despite whatever we are facing, to come to that point where we will dialogue with God again in His Word, and dialoguing with Him in the Word that He has given to us, and in prayers, we will allow Him to open our eyes to see the bigger picture of the whole situation. Well, John was told, the blind received their sight, the lame walked, and the people who were leper were healed. Such an incredible miracle. It could only be God who would have done that. And that said John was able to be revived through that. I wonder what might be your situation here this morning. I wonder what you will remember about Christmas. Your joy will cease. It will prompt fear and doubt in your life based on your understanding of whom Jesus is. And you might be in that place of asking like John did, or asking like the people of Nigeria are asking, are we sure this is the Buhari we voted into power? Are we sure this is the Jesus Christ, the Messiah we are expecting? But the truth is this, Jesus is the Messiah. We have a historical fact about Him. In our life, if we will allow the Spirit of God to minister to us in the midst of our difficulties, we will still see Jesus at work in our life every moment. We are not called to allow our situations to weigh us down. We are called in the midst of it all to understand that God is still in charge. Again, I say, the Advent season reminds us that Jesus will be revealed again. He's coming. Let us not only be preparing for traditional Christmas celebration. What do I mean? What we do always. It has come. We prepare for all the good food we will eat, traveling and all whatnot. But let us be ready to meet Him in His second coming. Let us not be eaten up in our doubt due to our present circumstances. Rather, may those challenges draw us closer to Him. Jesus is the Messiah, the soon coming King. Let us pray. And Lord, we just give You thanks for Your word. We just ask, O Lord, that the joy of this season, O Lord, we bury every doubt in our lives. And may we see the bigger picture of what You are doing in our lives as we continue to hang on to You, trusting that we will meet You face to face, which is the ultimate promise You have made to all believers. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.